your CBS News there, there, Pinto.
Technological difficulties. We had to call an audible.
We had a little issue there with CBS News. We have to get somebody on that. Coming up very soon when Paul Juergens saunters in here with his still bronzed face from his trip down south, we'll do the 4 o'clock 4-pack. I'm going to give away two pizzas today because we missed the 4-pack yesterday, sponsored by Extreme Pizza Kitchen. So I have two gift certificates today. Here's how we can do it. We'll do the texting. That's the easiest, right? We can have people text in. The 10th and the 20th person to text pizza, Mike Pizza, to 35270. Those people will win one free certificate for a 4-pack, 4-item large pizza, $17.99 value to Extreme Pizza Kitchen. Please include the word Mike and pizza. The 10th person and the 20th person will win a pizza. Hello, Paul Juergens. Wow.
That's the kind of stuff I receive.
Wow.
Go ahead, read it.
Is that from Jerry CCS?
I don't know Jerry. I don't know.
I don't think
Jerry.
He likes me very much.
Just Jerry. What's it say, Mike?
Juergy, how can you work with a jerk like Mike?
I said, somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. Hey, I was in the building over the weekend, Juergy.
Okay? Yes.
And I was walking the hallways, and I saw our boss man, Peter,
yes,
in an empty office, kind of cleaning up an empty office, an unused office. And I said, hey, Peter, how's it going? We struck up a conversation.
Yep.
And I noticed a little bobblehead in this unused office. And so I said, Peter, may I have that bobblehead?
He said, absolutely,
Mike. Go right ahead. And so,
That's Ron Burgundy.
It is. It's Ron Burgundy. So I'm spending most of my days now in my office playing with Ron Burgundy's bobblehead.
I saw a photo of it on the Facebook.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
This is what's happening in your world tonight. One more.
You stay classy, San Diego.
There we go. We're done.
Is that a former employee that left it behind, or where did this come from?
Must have been. I have no idea what's going on with it. Now I can't make it stop. Stop, Ron. I'm very easily amused.
You sure are.
I am very easily amused.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I love that.
Didn't sound like you at all.
It's kind of my motto. Let's do the 4-pack. What are you looking at now? It's a fortune cookie.
We'll open it toward the end.
Oh, toward the end. Okay.
Yes.
Let's do the 4-pack.
Okay.
I was going to make an 8-pack, but that'll take too long.
No.
I've already wasted like 5 minutes with Ron Burgundy's bobblehead. So let's just do
we'll do the regular 4.
Do the regular 4, and we'll give away 2 pizza certificates to
two?
Those. Yes, 2.
You know, we can talk about where I was yesterday.
Oh, do you want to? We'll do it later. Oh, look at that.
We can.
4 o'clock 4-pack.
Look at what? This is radio.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
It's an audio medium? Audio?
Go ahead.
Top 4 talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show, sponsored by Extreme Pizza Kitchen. Number 4, Juergy.
Yes.
There is a football stadium in Texas.
There's
Guess
a lot of football
stadiums
in Texas.
Guess how much it costed.
Oh, let's see. The Fargo Dome was about $48 million.
Was it that much?
I think back in the day, the Metrodome, way back, was it 82, 83, was $55 million.
How much was the Fargo Civic Center? Like $12? What was it?
It's been around for a while. Texas Stadium, Friday Night Lights, football's big, $10
million. $60 million! $60 million
on a high school football stadium.
An Eagle Stadium in Allen, Texas, suburb of Dallas. You know what the problem is?
It's too much.
That's right. No, there's a crack in the stadium in the foundation.
We'll fix it.
And the $60 million stadium has been closed indefinitely because they don't know if they can fix the crack in the stadium. Extensive cracking in the concrete of the stadium's concourse. Think about that.
That's
18 months after it opened. It's closed because of cracking.
And now what? We don't know.
We don't know.
Field's okay. isn't it?
Field is fine.
But the concourse could collapse.
Eagle Stadium seats 18,000 people. So it's dang near as big as the Fargo Dome. And it sports a 38-foot-wide video board.
Football's big in Texas.
Jeez, I wonder if it's a Daktronics out of Brookings.
I bet it is. Probably.
What should they do?
Well, they're going to have to get some engineers in there and figure out whether they can duct tape it or Gorilla Glue or something. They're going to have to tear it down.
They need to move to Frisco, I think. Everything is fine in Frisco. Just ask Mayor Mazzo. Number three, Jergy.
Yes, Mike.
Today is Fat Tuesday.
Big day in New Orleans.
Big day in New Orleans. And it's the start of Mardi Gras.
And this going on.
Yes. Yeah. What do you mean this?
Well, you know.
No, I don't know.
We have a camera in here yet?
Nope. I got one on my phone, though. I'll Instagram that,
no,
baby.
No, there's no need to do that. You know, people know what I mean. They kind of... And it's cold today in New Orleans, I think. So
I see what you're talking about now.
Might be more noticeable than other years when it's warmer. Dancing.
Show us your fins, so to speak.
Something like that. I've never been to that. I've been to New Orleans once, I think, and it was just for some stale convention, and it was about 95 degrees in the shade, and the French Quarter stunk like stale beer.
Stale people vomiting.
And I was with a bunch of broadcasters, you know those guys.
Bunch of broads? What?
Broadcasters.
Yeah,
and it wasn't a lot of fun. So I haven't been there for this event, but it's a big deal, and beads, and they'll be showing beads and other stuff.
They'll be showing their fins and everything else in New Orleans. I've been to Bourbon Street one time. That's the French Quarter as well. I spent a month there one night, as a matter of fact. It was...
Really?
Oh, goodness gracious.
A lot of fun, huh?
Oh, yes.
A month there one night.
I spent a month there one night. Other people from Fargo were there as well.
Wife along, I suppose.
No, she was back home. I was working. I was on a work trip.
What were you covering?
NDSU's football team played a team from Louisiana, and we stayed in New Orleans overnight after the game finished.
I see.
That's on one of the trips where our windshield cracked.
No. Yes. On the plane, though. That was the trip?
Yes, it was one
of them. Scott Miller was with, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Is this where you guys...
Yes.
Scott was there.
Test tubes. Show us your fins.
Test
all
tubes.
That good stuff. I'll tell you later.
The Scott Miller story from New Orleans.
Heck of a story. Number two.
Well, he's a wild man.
Oh, jeez, you should see. He owns an entire collection of lampshades. You should see his house. Number two.
And bobbleheads. That's not his. Ron
Fargo
just
man
fell
pleads
over.
Not guilty in fight with sister over toilet seat. What's this all about? Do we know about this?
I don't know.
Some guy got mad.
He didn't put the seat down.
He didn't put the seat down, and his
police were called.
Sister got angry because he didn't put down the toilet seat.
Yep.
Brother pushed the sister, broke her glasses, grabbed the phone. She went to call the cops. This is not a good situation.
No, that's about all I know about it. It's just one of those unusual stories. There's another story around today that where Fergus Falls. Would you stop that with Ron Burgundy?
I can't keep my hands off Ron Burgundy's bobblehead.
Another story in Fergus Falls. I think I gave it to you there, but you're busy with your bobblehead.
Sorry.
This is somewhat serious. Jeez. Where someone was injured.
Whoa. Anytime I see the word table saw in a news brief, I know it's serious.
Yes, they were arguing over whether the table saw was level, according to Fargo police. And
Fergus Falls police.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yep.
And a Pelican Rapids man is accused of hitting an Earhart man in the head with a pipe wrench.
Whoa.
We don't know the condition. He was taken to the ER at Lake Region.
Jeez.
I think this happened yesterday afternoon.
What the heck?
In Fergus Falls.
I mean, whether your table saw is level or not is not that serious of a deal, is it?
Well,
what were they sawing?
I don't know. I don't. That's just the report we have. That's
Jeez.
All we have.
Jeez.
Under investigation.
And he picked up a pipe wrench and whacked the guy in the head. That's some serious stuff. I don't want to tick off William Daugherty, Hit you in the head with a pipe wrench.
I think he's in jail.
I hope that he is. So was the table saw level or was it not?
I don't know. Did the cops figure that out? I don't think they ever settled that.
Who was right? That's the bottom line. Who was right?
And if the guy that was arrested was right, would they? No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't dismiss the charge.
No, they wouldn't. Number one, Jurgi, the Pope. Sometimes the Pope says the wrong thing. And in this case, apparently the Pope used the wrong word.
He Italian's his second language, I think, isn't it?
Yes, he's from not Italy.
No, so, you know, I mean,
he's from South America, correct?
So sometimes things get
lost in translation. Lost in translation.
Yeah, so he misspoke, I guess, according to people that understand what he was saying.
He actually said he wanted to say caso, C-A-S-O.
Okay.
But he instead used the word.
Now watch it.
Caso.
Which means?
Not something I can't say in the radio.
Well, you just did.
Well, but it's
Spanish.
In Italian. Italian.
Well, Italian.
Yeah.
We just did.
Well, I know, but.
But that's still. You said that.
So the Italian FCC is going to be after me.
I would
then.
Think so.
Oh, my goodness.
The ICC.
The Italian CC.
So he misspoke. And, of course, it was all over the TV late-night talk shows.
Of course it
One
was.
Of them said, when he was told about it, he said, no. And then...
No bleep?
Yeah. Finish that. It happens. I mean, I'm sure he feels bad about
You're bleeping
it.
Bleeping right, it does.
Yeah, he feels bad about it, I'm sure. He didn't mean to say that. And so it'll all be forgotten by tomorrow. Get one little day out of it and move on, right?
I've already moved on. I'm
See?
Done with it. Yep,
done.
Look at that.
I mean,
what do you have in your hot little hand there?
Well, what's that look like? Where was I yesterday?
Oh, you were at the doctor.
Yes.
You have a fake hip.
No, I don't.
Yeah, what's this right here?
That's not my hip.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
I've been experiencing some discomfort in my hip.
That is to your
for
hip.
For about 3 years. So finally.
So you've gotten it taken care of.
So finally, I went in because it has been somewhat aggravating lately. And when I was in Graceville for the Super Bowl, it started to act up. And it's periodic. So I went to see the doc yesterday and described it as, well, as a pain here and a pain there. It doesn't happen very often. And goes back 2-3 years. And he said, well, where's the pain? I said, well, it's over here sometimes. Is it hurt now? I said, no. Is it hurt now? I said, no. Stretch out your leg. Is it hurt? No, I didn't. He said, well, you're pretty vague. Let's do an x-ray. So I got the call today from the nurse.
Okay.
And she said that I've got a bone spur and I've got in my left hip a little arthritis.
Oh, no.
At my age. So she said, if it's, you know, if it gets any worse, we may have to hook you up with a orthopedist.
They take it right off. Huh?
Well, I don't know what they do.
They could use a table saw down there. Apparently,
there's
take it right off.
Bone spur in
there. Ow!
And I don't know how I got that.
Well, my left hip hurts all the time from playing golf and stuff.
See, so I'm and at my age, arthritis.
Well, but that's not at your age. It's not surprising. It's surprising. It's only arthritis at your age.
So that's a diagnosis, and I'll just have to, I don't know, get a scooter.
This is what's happening in your world tonight. You stay classy, San Diego. Scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down. Down into my belly.
You gonna be okay?
How about the fortune cookie? We got time?
Oh, yep. Oh, we have time.
Open that.
I will. Do you want me to open it or do you want to open
it? Well, you got me that gift at the novelty shop in Florida. So I thought I'd get you something from the Chinese restaurant. Right. I have no idea what it says.
Opening it here.
Just make sure it's your fortune.
No harm in putting all your eggs in one basket. Just watch it closely. That makes no sense whatsoever, but thank you, Chinese fortune company.
Keep an eye on it.
Thank you, Jurgi. Appreciate that. Oh, hop along. Cassidy's hopping on out of here. Paul Juergens, KFGO news director, joining us every day for the 4 o'clock four-pack. Holy cow! Did we have people texting in to win the free pizza? Even people who don't like me, I recognize their phone number. Even they want to win a free pizza, Pinto. How does that work? People who regularly text in and blast me want to win a free pizza.
Free stuff is free stuff.
Free stuff is free stuff. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Get this thing out of here. Go, Ron Burgundy. Go. Mike McFeely Show. Stick around.